Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The local hero is here, normally on a Thursday, but guess what? We're not going to be here on Thursday. It is Christmas, so Jim Pete is here. Just texting with our guy, Mune. He said to say hello. The greatest Wolves employee in franchise history, Jeff Muneke. Wolves and Knicks tonight. You want to talk Christmas first segment or second segment? Your call.
First segment.
Okay. Give me your most distinctive Christmas memory of Jim Peterson as a youngster.
You know, I mean, there's the celebration side of it, and then there's the present side of it. You know, my mom was, grew up in the Lutheran church. My mom was a churchgoer, and she, of course, you know, we went as a family, and there's five kids in our family. So,
yep.
You know, we were well represented
at
Lutheran church. We were well represented, and we were the tallest group too. I mean, like, can you imagine the pew of like the seven of us? And my dad was 6'10".
Right.
We sat in the back a lot.
I was going to say, if I'm there and I'm grateful and I'm looking forward to this, and here come the Petersons and they're sliding down right in front of me, I'm not happy. I'm not pleased.
And so, I mean, there was the Christmas program. You know, growing up in the Lutheran church, you know, you go to Sunday school, and then they got the Christmas program. And I just remember that being, like, it was a great thing. They used to give you this bag of treats at the end of it when you walked out of it. It was like, I think it was the bribery of trying to get kids to show up for the Christmas thing to get the bag of goodies afterwards. But, you know, that was a really good memory. And then one of the greatest presents. I mean, everybody wants, you know, a bike or, and going through the Sears and JCPenney and the Ward's catalog when the Christmas catalog came. I don't know if you have a memory of that at all.
But oh, yeah, for sure.
Anybody that's of my vintage remembers the Christmas catalog and that came in. You would sit there and peruse that thing and you'd have your list and you talk about it. You know, I never got the mini bike. I always wanted the motorized mini bike, you know, like a little motorcycle or whatever. I never got that.
No, I didn't get the big wheel. I think I had like something different. It was like a cheetah. It was,
That was the Kmart version.
So it was a little longer, right? You know, it was basically my mother saving money and pocketing more money for herself to go to Byerly's and hang out. You know, and for us,
hold on a second. So the greatest present I ever got was like, this was, I wanted this present so bad. It was a set of walkie talkies. I wanted able to, you know, have a set of walkie talkies for me and my friend Justin.
Right.
You know, he could be on one side of the neighborhood, I could be on the other, and we could sit there and talk to each other. And it was a goof, right? And so I got these walkie talkies, and they were awesome. And so it was Christmas morning. Open up, get the walkie talkies. I'm on cloud nine. It's the greatest present I ever got. I'm so excited about them. And we're getting ready to go down to Mankato because my mom grew up in Nicollet, Minnesota.
Yep.
And so her brother Wes was going to be down there too with their three kids, Dean, Ann, and Jane. So Dean was significantly older. He's probably 5 or 6 years older than me. So I'm like, whatever. I'm like 12, and he's like 17, right, or 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Wes was... I mean, Wes was he was older than my mom, so he was like the older brother, the kids were older. And Dean was a little bit of a bully. Like, he liked to, like, you know, give you the noogies and all that kind of stuff. So I bring the walkie-talkies down to Nicollet.
Would he really put you in the headlock and do the whole noogie thing that way?
Oh, yeah. He did that. So, yeah, Dino, he became a Golden Valley cop, too, by the way.
Oh, that's my town.
But anyway, so me and Dean are in the barn down at the farm in Nicollet, and we're playing with my walkie-talkies. And, you know, it had that telescoping antenna that you'd pull out, and it would make the walkie-talkie work better. like a TV antenna. You know
that's
what I mean?
Exactly.
And so Dean tries to telescope the walkie-talkie antenna back in, and he tried to do it all fast.
Jammed it in there.
He snapped it off, and so then they didn't work like as good. You know, I tried to put it back in there, it didn't work. You know, Dean ended up getting a butt whooping from his dad for doing it. I loved it. I loved that Dean got the butt whooping. And
He loved that somebody was getting beat. What kind of masochist are you?
Oh, not a masochist. It was his comeuppance. He broke
payback. Yeah.
Man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was the greatest moment, and it was the worst moment all in one.
Yeah, I have a couple stories along these lines. First, the bikes. God, it was. We got those for birthday. I was like the last guy in my neighborhood to get. So okay, we're not that far in age. I'm thinking maybe I got this bike when I'm. Fourth grade, something like that. So you're like 9, 10. It was a red, white, and blue bike. And everybody in the neighborhood, again, my mother just wanted basically to save the money for herself. It was for all the folks, because my father was successful, must have been a certain way. Yeah, come on to the reality what growing up was like with my mother. And I remember I finally got that bike, and I lived at the bottom of a cul-de-sac, I mean, right behind the highway department. Okay, so I get the bike, and we're buzzing around, and I come down that hill, Pete, and I hit gravel, and I went head over heels on that bike. Oh, man, I can feel that impact today.
Mm.
Bad bike accident. Did you ever have a bad bike accident as a kid? It's the only one.
I did. I had one where I kind of did the same thing. So I had, like, the Stingray bike with the banana seat and the sissy bar in the back and like the big handlebars that kind of came up like chopper handlebars, you know?
Yeah, this was like the modern 10 speed, the one I had.
Well, this was more of, it was the, you know, with the banana seat, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm talking
oh
about,
yeah, like yeah,
the,
exactly.
The Stingray.
Hey.
And so
our guy, Steve Rushen, one of his books.
Oh yeah. It's just a great memory. But so I was giving Paul Storm a buck on my bike. This is all like 70s lingo. I was giving him a ride on my bike, and so his foot got caught in the back spoke somehow.
Ooh.
And it stopped us quickly.
Ooh.
It stopped us quickly, and I went over the front of the handlebars, and my arms got caught, and I went chin first.
Yes,
and,
that's what I did too.
I went chin first onto the asphalt, and just like a cheese grater grated the bottom of my chin.
Yeah, my sister saw it. Goes, well, that must have hurt. And just went right back inside. I'm bleeding.
Yeah. Well, so I'm like bleeding profusely from my chin, and it's just streaming down in my hands. And I don't know how old I was, probably at the same range as
34.
The walkie-talkie thing. I was like probably 12 or 13. Anyway, so I instead of getting back on my bike and riding back home, I decided to run because I was so traumatized. I just ran home. My mom pulls out like a kitchen towel. She's cooking dinner. She pulls out a kitchen towel from the drawer and she immediately just puts it on my chin. She was a nurse, so she was not freaked out. She stayed calm. And then I went to Methodist. She took me to Methodist and I got sewn up. But I feel like every guy, like if you pull like men of our vintage, like yes. in our age, I bet they all have like a scar under their chin from something like that.
Yes.
They did something like that. I think there's a lot of guys that have scars
correct.
Under their chin.
Correct. Might say something about a coordination too at times. The walkie talkies.
No helmets, Chad. No
yeah,
helmets
none.
Back then.
No,
we didn't
do never.
Any of that stuff.
No. In fact, even now when I go biking with Quentin and I'm at Q, I always wear a helmet. He's like, Where's your helmet? And he's like, I go, Dad doesn't wear a helmet. And he's like, Dad should wear a helmet. He's right. I don't. But the walkie-talkies, I have distinctive memory. And 9 out of 10 times, those walkie-talkies by the third day never worked again. Right? They just, the shelf life was sometimes you took them out of the package, maybe the first time, and that was it. All right, let's pause. Let's talk about the Wolves and Knicks. And I'm gonna read you a Karl Anthony Towns soundbite. I don't think he's over the trade yet. I don't think he is. Cat and the Knicks taking on the Wolves. Should be a very good game at Target Center tonight. Are you with Alan or Mike tonight? Who you got?
Grady's in there.
Grady's in the house.
Grady's in there.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, I've got to talk about my I don't know. I can't call him Grady. Everybody calls him Grady on the national broadcast. I don't call him Grady. Everybody calls him Grady. So I wonder what you think about that. I don't know.
I just said Mike. I mean, when I see him.
You don't ever call him Mike. Call him Mike.
No, I never call him Mike. I just said that. I go, Mike. Well, I use different. Do I ever call you James? I sometimes kid you and call you James. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, when you're mad at me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's pause. We'll talk a little Wolves, Pete, Grady, Michael, everybody here on CCO.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The news came out just as we began our conversation with Jim Peterson that J.J. McCarthy, hairline fracture, right hand, out Thursday versus the Lions, and to me, most likely out. What do you say as a former athlete, Jim, about certain guys where injuries, fair or not, just follow them? Right? And I'm not suggesting in any way these are not legitimate injuries for McCarthy. I didn't buy earlier the quiet benching. But you saw guys in the NBA, and some of them reach a point where they're so debilitating, they don't come close to reaching where they might have been. But just the players, I mean, in this town, the most modern example is Byron Buxton with the Twins. Somebody we both know very well and is a frequent guest on the show, Paul Molitor. As remarkable as Paul's career was, if Paul stays healthier, he's probably one of the 10 greatest hitters of all time. Now, he grew healthier as his career moved along, but these are four separate injuries for McCarthy in 2 years, and it's just absolutely a part of his resume right now.
I mean, they're all littered in the NBA. I mean, think about Joel Embiid. How great would Joel Embiid be if he weren't as injured and banged up? I mean, look at Kawhi Leonard, what injuries have done to derail his, I mean, what will be probably a Hall of Fame career, but he's been so banged up. Paul George, I mean, another great player who, you know, he's played a lot of games and he's played well, but he's still had all these injuries that have sort of derailed the timeline of his, you know, ability to help the Clippers be a championship team. But I mean, there's, I don't know. It's just, it's some of it's just like bad luck. Some of it is, you know, I mean, like think about the injury that Paul George had in when he was playing for Team USA, when he basically in transition, you know, ran up against the stanchion.
Right.
I mean, like what in the world?
Right.
And Embiid, I don't know. Some, you know, everybody has like this different ability to heal and to get better, and people's bodies are different. Injuries are obviously different too, and circumstances are. But I mean, I just always marveled, like, you know, with Tickett coming back and getting his jersey retired, like, you know, Kevin Garnett's ability to, and Chad, you sat there and watched it all the time, and you see it with Ant, and I compare it to Ant. Don't you think Ant and KG are alike a lot of the ways? And
how
like,
many times? They have these, both of them.
We see KG sprain an ankle, hyperextend a knee. And like legitimate, you almost had to cringe when you saw it happen, and then to be able to shake it off. Ant had a fall in Milwaukee a couple of years ago, where he went up.
I remember that.
On his back, and he couldn't get off the floor immediately. It took a long time. They had to call a timeout. It took him forever. He limped back to the bench. Out of the timeout, he comes back onto the court. He came back on the court afterwards after not being able to even get up. And the fans in Milwaukee booed him, by the way, because they were thinking he was like no good.
Right. That was bad.
But anyway, it's just amazing how these guys, these guys that can shake off injury and come back are just as incredible as the guys that, you know, get debilitated by them.
Right. And with McCarthy, and then we'll move on to Cat here, because of these injuries, the Vikings have to accommodate that, and they have to bring in another guy who can compete with them next year. So here is a guy that you still know well. I know you still communicate with his father a reasonable amount. Carl Anthony Towns today at Twitter from Chris Hine, who is among the great media types in town. Chris for the Star Tribune. Here's Kat, part of it. You could be at peace with the trade, but it still stings when you're not walking in this locker room, coming to this amazing state, city, and realize you're not going to the training facility anymore. And now you're in a hotel. I think it hits different. He's living a great life in New York. He's on a great team. He's playing mainly like himself the last year and a half. But if you want to hear from a guy who embraced Minnesota right from the start, and I still believe on a charitable side will not give up on this town, that's Carl Anthony Towns.
100%. When the trade happened, everybody was shocked. I mean, like, it was just a shocking move, and the timing of it was probably the most shocking, not the fact that it happened.
But,
you know, I think that this is just part and parcel of the modern NBA and the cap situation and salary structures and having these guys that make these incredible sums of money that when you're trying to put multiple stars around and talent, you got to have depth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you know, especially when these, you know, OKC's going to find this out when they're a young, super young roster, when they're superstars that are young, like Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams and all these start, when these guys start coming up for their max and super max contracts, I mean, it's going to be hard to have the kind of depth that OKC has now. So they're going to make their hay while they can. But, like, you know, when you start getting the Jaden McDaniels coming up now, and then Naz Reid is coming up, and he's, how much money did Naz leave on the table to stay in Minnesota? I mean, Naz took some pay cuts to be able to stay here in Minnesota. I think he could have got more money someplace else, but he was loyal too. And all of a sudden, you know, you start getting into the second tier of tax, and that second apron is really debilitating to put a team around, you know, good players. So it wasn't as much about Carl's talent and the fact that they didn't love him as a player and a person as much as it was a salary situation, Chad. So,
yeah,
I mean, that Cat has to keep that in mind. And when these guys want to squeeze out and have their agents squeeze out every dollar they can in negotiations and get these supermax deals that may or may not look good when you start getting into your 3, 4, 5 and you're trying to win a championship and you got to get some depth and you can't do it. So, I mean, I just think that, you know, some of it is context, too.
If you had a guess today, with the trade line still months away, do you think this team will add someone at the point guard position?
I just think that Tim is always going to be making decisions that are going to benefit this team. I think that, you know, we're really lucky to have this group between Matt Lloyd and Dell Demps and all these people that are really smart. In our front office, they just do a great job. And Tim is a swashbuckler, you know, like he's not afraid to make moves. Obviously he's been so audacious by getting Rudy Gobert and how, you know, say what you want, like about the trade,
boy.
Like, yeah, Minnesota gave up draft capital, but there hasn't been a lot of players that have come out of that draft, even for the Utah Jazz. And so
he's playing really good this year too.
He is really playing
really
at high level.
Yep.
He leads the NBA in total offensive rebounds. He's Donovan Klingon. They both have 113. That's, you know, his offensive rebounding has been fantastic. His rim protection has been kind of the same, but the shot blocking part of it, like he's actually leading his man now and going out. He's willing to go out and defend the rim at a more aggressive level. They're playing through him, and I just think Chris Finch is so smart because, you know, when you look at who are liabilities offensively for Minnesota offensively come playoff time, and this has been one of the things about Rudy, is that, you know, he's been a liability offensively because, like, the game is a little different. You know,
yep.
You're not willing to maybe
sure.
throw it to him. But they are making a point to play through Rudy now and you know, to make sure that come playoff time they can still continue to do that. He's not going to be a liability. Same thing with Jaden McDaniels. The player development and the strategy of trying to get Rudy involved is paying dividends now.
I'm a yes. They're going to add a point guard, but I don't know if it's a high level, mid level, but I think they're going to add somebody.
I think you can. I think, you know, the names I'm hearing when I hear about Colin Sexton. I mean, Colin Sexton, there's a lot to like about his game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
Kobe White might be.
He's going to be. You make a deal for him. You know, it's like he's going to be a free agent, though.
Yeah.
So, like, there's that to contend with, and what's he going to cost, and can you afford him, and
right. what do you have to give up,
or you know, what is it? You know, what do you got to give up to get him, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I am not willing to part with Dante DiVincenzo. I'm not willing to part with Naz Reid. There's really nobody that I
can. I just jump in on that. I get it, but with Conley, outside of Ant, I don't think anybody else he's unwilling to trade. I mean, he likes a lot of guys, but if you're trading Cat on the verge of the trade deadline and the other moves he's made, And by the way, on Gobert, you know where I stood. I thought I wasn't as convinced he would work with Kat, and I thought they gave up too many picks, and I still think they maybe could have got it done for less draft choices, but Gobert has been great here. Indisputably, he has been great here. 100%.
He has, but it's a testament to him, the player, a first ballot Hall of Famer, but it's also a testament to Chris Finch, like, and his ability to, you know, doesn't matter what the lineup is, doesn't matter who's on the floor, he just finds a way and he problem solves. He's always done that, and it's one of the things I respect about his coaching ability big time.
Rudy has similar abs to me.
Yeah. The abs and the
pecs. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
how many push-ups could you rip off right now?
About 140. Could you
give me 15?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, really? Okay. You're not like Bill Murray in Stripes?
Yeah. God, how good is Stripes? It still holds up, by the way. Oh, my God, it's so good. All right, I'm in the house tonight, so maybe I'll harass you.
Okay.
See ya. Jim Pete with Michael Grady. We didn't get to the Grady part of it. We will. They'll be great tonight on FanDuel. Three political topics when we come back. ICE and the press conference with Governor Walz and mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul. The Epstein files. More coming out, including the president. And the horrible news on Ben Sasse. All that coming up here on CCO.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Unlike the President of the United States, Ben Sasse actually is a Republican. He actually is a conservative. And on some of his political positions, Ben Sasse is further to the right than me. So what? I'm not looking for someone in politics or in life if I've always respected them, because I've always respected Ben Sasse, always, where they have to agree with everything, all my positions. Okay, you're out unless you agree with me on checklist, 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 checklist. Ben Sasse is an actual conservative. He's not a fake like Donald Trump, who saw an opportunity and brilliantly, magnificently, marvelously, all of a sudden turned into a different person, where evangelicals are embracing this guy with his dozens of sexual harassments, his felony convictions, his disgusting, belittling comments, and changing his positions from a guy in New York decade after decade after decade was center left and center right. Guess what? It's worked out brilliantly for the guy. President two times. But when you look at an individual in politics who believed in his positions and carried himself off as a high-class individual who absolutely could have spirited debates with people in his own party and in particular in the opposition party, Ben Sasse. Part of the reason for me, I have a great friend who reminds me so much of Ben Sasse. My friend Rob is one of my closest friends on the planet. And they are so similar in how they look, their politics. My friend Rob has an amazing wife, has kids that are phenomenal. And I just always, as a political junkie, would always see Ben Sasse talking and thought, high intelligence, high character, and we need more individuals like Ben Sasse who are part of our lives. I never met him in my life. Whether they're your friends or whether they're in positions. And by now, a lot of people know he had left his position as president of Florida, left at a time where it didn't make a lot of sense. And he announced today this. This is a tough note to write. But since a bunch of you started to suspect something, I'll cut to the chase. Last week, I was diagnosed with metastasized stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I'm going to die. Advanced pancreatic is nasty stuff. It's a death sentence. But I've already had a death sentence before last week, too. We all do. I'm blessed with amazing siblings and a half dozen good buddies that are generally brothers. As one of them put it, sure, you're on the clock, but we're all on the clock. Death is a wicked thief, and the bastard pursues all of us. There is a lot else he says about a husband and a dad, about his kids. It's heart-wrenching, and it's beautiful. And people who are listening right now, whether it's an immediate contact or somebody they know of or they've read about it, pancreatic cancer, you can go to hell. Because what it does to people, and we have made so much progress in in so many areas of cancer, but just knowing a few people have dealt with it, it's a killer. So my absolute best to Ben Sasse and his family. And just, we need more. We need more people. And by the way, it's not chilling your opinion. Like, people get mad at me for being arrogant about my opinions. If you know me, it's a show. Okay? I'm supposed to be confident in my beliefs. It is a talk show. And what has worked in talk radio for decades is having strong opinions based on facts and defending those positions. The show, we poke fun at ourselves all the time. And so I'm not saying somebody's high character only if they get along and they don't have their convictions. But again, you're damn right I'm going to compare them to Donald Trump because, in my view, indisputably, I would love as somebody in 2016, of course I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but I voted for a Republican as president of this country. In the last general election, I didn't vote for one Republican. I voted for two. So save the liberal nonsense because it doesn't hold up. But I just want somebody who has a speck of character. Donald Trump has none. Zero. It's all about him. That's it. Every day wakes up for him. So I would love if the Republican Party was matched up by individuals like Ben Sasse, who, by the way, on a lot of social issues, Ben and I don't match up. But neither do a lot of my friends. And we find endless other ways to talk about other topics or have a dialogue on that. And we're still friends. So we don't agree on it. Who cares? The president can't. You're awful. You're an enemy. And that's part of it. And I will transition to him right here because more Epstein files released. And if you don't think the president spent a lot of time around Jeffrey Epstein, you're just fooling yourself. Is he a pedophile? I have no clue. I know the man has a history of insulting comments towards women. That hasn't slowed in any way when he's been president, in no way. I know he has dozens of allegations of sexual harassment for decades from women who don't know each other. And this is decades before he went into politics. So the idea this was all coordinated, because they were able to predict 20, 30 years later he would go into politics. Just be realistic. And then we have some of the notes coming out in the recent files on the amount of times he did fly in Epstein's plane. And then the most grotesque part of it, let's see if it's true. By the way, his DOJ is going to investigate it. I don't give his DOJ any credit because they're just his personal attorneys. But this letter Jeffrey Epstein wrote to Larry Nassar, that scumbag who abused gymnasts after gymnasts after gymnasts, young girls, doctor who harmed them. This letter from Jeffrey Epstein. As you know, I've taken a short route home. Good luck. We share one thing, our love and caring for young ladies at the hope they'd reach their full potential, pedophile to pedophile. He adds, our president shares our love of young, nubile girls. When a young beauty walked by, he loved to, I can't even say it because it's so disgusting, the rest of this email. Signed, J. Epstein. Can I tell you indisputably this is from Jeffrey Epstein? I can't. Does it match up everything Jeffrey Epstein has been proven to be about? Of course it does. Larry Nassar, complete scum? Absolutely. Donald Trump, and definitive proof he's a pedophile? I have zero. Nothing. His treatment towards women of age has been awful. So if you're telling me, and by the way, of course, policy is essential. Of course it is. But if you're telling me who should have been representing one of our two viable parties, by the way, as someone who's begging us to get more parties, as someone who votes for third party candidates pretty much every election, if you're telling me the option is Ben Sasse or Donald Trump, there's no comparison in any way. The other political story of the day, well, there's many. But the governor, along with Jacob Fry, I believe Melvin Carter was there too, coming out incredibly forceful against what's happening with the continued ICE push across the country. And among the governor's comments, it's pretty clear to all of us exactly what the president is doing. He's targeting states and communities that he has a national political fight against that he doesn't agree with. It's also a distraction from his own personal crimes that are out there being investigated while he's harassing others. I've pointed out endlessly the amount of times I've disagreed with Tim Walz, including the fraud and his lack of accountability. That comment is 100% accurate. 100%. When and where and with regularity is ICE going to Republican-leaning states? It's not happening. It's not happening. Let's see. Gavin Newsom's giving me trouble. Let's go to California a lot. Let's go to, Chicago, their mayor, and Pritzker gives me a tough time. Let's go to Illinois. Oh, Walz, he was the VP, ran against me. Let's go to Minnesota. Again, my policy is clear. Violent criminals, my policy is the same as pretty much everybody in this country. Get them out. But if you think I feel the need to get individuals who have been here 10, 15 years, who are a part of our community, but left a horrid situation, and now they have kids here, and they work here, and they're at church with you, or their kids on the soccer team, and they're just high-quality people, and that's who we should be attacking? We just don't agree. Because guess what? If you were in that same situation, and instead of waiting years and years, and not knowing if your family's going to make it, I bet almost all of us would have done the same thing. And so now we're indiscriminately targeting others, going to schools, going to churches. And again, the ICE officers themselves, they're doing their jobs. And I still believe a high number of those are acting the right way. But they're being instructed what to do. Are some acting like jackasses? Of course. Are some of the protesters weighing go way too far? Screaming, yelling, throwing things? Way too far. But targeting individuals in this manner? And when Jacob Fry, and we try to get Jacob Fry on today, when Jacob Fry says Minneapolis is ready to partner to keep people safe, that's not the case with this federal administration right now. I'm increasingly concerned because of this chaos that is being caused by ICE agents. Somebody's going to get seriously injured or killed. I want him also to include some of the protesters who are going way too far. But I am sadly going to be shocked if the next month or so, considering the shootings we've had across the country, if we're not going to see an individual or two get killed because of this. Because you're waiting outside of school, you're waiting outside of church, and you got the mask on. And then sometimes they're American citizens. But because their color of their skin is brown, we're targeting them. Or some of the protesters, again, I'm going to say, going way, way too far in what they do. There is clearly a better way to handle this, and the administration wants no part of that. The intimidation is what they want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.